Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tailgate Ted just sent us a picture somebody took of him all by himself, soaking wet at the end of the game in the middle of whatever section he's in. God bless that guy. I love Tailgate Ted.
If you're not a Tailgate Ted guy, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm telling you, by the way, and I tweeted this, and I actually mean this 100%. Fans like him should all get floats in the Super Bowl parade when this team ever wins a Super Bowl. They make it better and more tolerable to be a Redskins fan. Like, hey, Goose, listen up for a second out at Redskins Park. I know you're busy right now not signing anyone to help your team and not doing anything to bring in talent to
the general manager's doing
upgrade
that.
The roster. Please let the adults in the room, Santos and Schaefer, handle all the football stuff, and you actually do your job as a team president. How was homecoming, guys? Did we like it? Rain ruined our parade, didn't it? Do this, Goose. Get Tailgate Ted a ring if you guys ever win a Super Bowl. That's what I want you to do.
Start with the strike players, the Scavs in 87.
But let's give them some rings first.
Do that first. No offense to Ted, but get Ted a replica or something.
I kept waiting for those players to come walking out on the field yesterday. It never happened. Maybe it was the rain. Way smaller turnout of former Redskins than has ever been the case before, by the way. Yesterday. They normally line them up from like the goal line past the 50-yard line before the game. They went to like the 16-yard line yesterday. I don't know if the room is off the... I always botch that.
The broom is off the brush?
Damn. Let me try this again. I don't know if the bloom is off the rose.
Atta baby.
Or what. But I know that maybe it was just the rain and the weather. Yesterday, I didn't even know it was homecoming until the third quarter.
I never thought that I would say this because I grew up with this pure joy, the bliss of basically a 12-year stretch where they were so excellent all the time. And if they didn't win it, they lost to the team that did. Just consistently excellent. Always, always so good. So well machine. The well-oiled machine. I never thought I'd say what I'm about to say. I'm now tired of it. I'm now tired and because I almost resent it. And I never thought I'd be this way. I know I'm probably in the minority of Redskins fans on this. I now don't want to see the legends anymore. Because here's what it comes to.
I don't believe that. Live for the legends.
I'm trying to explain it to you. Because what it feels like is this pandering, trot out of the guys from when it was good nearly 30 years ago, or in some cases more than 30 years ago. What it feels like to me is we know that this is a steaming cow patty that we've lit on fire. It's awful, and it's been decades since we've been consistently good. The last two seasons where we were perfectly mediocre is the best it's been in nearly 30 years. But look over here. He was good 30 years ago. Hall of Famers, Redskins, Joe Jacoby's here. Dave Butts is here. I now am to the point where I go, it feels like you're lying to me. It feels like you're trying to not deal with what's in front of you. And I don't necessarily blame Goose for trying to get this done.
You know what the shame of this all is?
He's sort of doing this PR thing, but I now have a visceral reaction to it.
The shame of this all is the Redskins are better and they are closer. I mean, in all actuality, you ask any impartial person. I'm not talking about fans who like or dislike Gruden or Cousins or have a horse in the race. I'm talking about just go around the league. They are closer than they have been. They are competitive almost every single week against good teams like Kansas City, at the time, Oakland, against bad teams. It doesn't matter. They either win or they play a really close football game. And they do so, while not healthy, as kind of in that 9-7, 8-8 mix. But I worry that that's not good enough for people you're asking to be rational who have just seen them lose for so long. And we already know that the guys who run this thing are not rational. We've known that for a long time. But I do think that they are closer. It's just weird to me that we can't have more context and just responsible opinions on a day like yesterday. You know, going into the game, everybody I talked to before the game on the field, whether it was people who cover the Redskins or national people who I know were at the game, they said, yeah, this is going to be really tough for them to win. I don't see the formula. So, well, if they do, Jay Gruden, give him another extension, basically. He drew something up out of nothing. You know, if somehow Kirk Cousins plays better than okay in this game, it will have been a time where you could point to him and say he threw the team on his back. But everybody to a man basically said, can't really run the ball. Your receivers haven't been great. Your offensive line now banged up. You got nothing to hang your hat on offense. The Cowboys are coming off their best game of the year. They just dominated San Francisco. I don't see it. And then the game happens, and it's like we forget that there had no business winning that game. And it's not just that. It's fire Gruden, or Gruden's terrible, right, or I told you you can't pay Cousins. Everything has to come back to this grandiose statement after a day where the injured inferior team lost to the superior team that was healthier.
But if they'd just gotten boat raced from the beginning, if it had been like it was from basically the middle of the second quarter on, I think you could go, yeah, they just didn't have enough. They had a chance to go up 16-7. They had a chance with 2 minutes left to drive down the field because they'd moved the ball most of that first half.
Yep.
It's the tantalizingly close before it gets ripped
away.
Well,
that's DC Sports.
That's it.
You've got to have a shot.
You come back to this sort of your narrative kind of comes back into it because they had a chance, or at least you felt like they had a chance. Now, it was smoke and mirrors and lies and you know, double talk and, you know, bizarre sort of setups that got them the lead in the first place, but they were there. And you were like, maybe we can do this. And then it gets ripped away and you get extra frustrated and you want someone to blame.
Let's ask Kirk Cousins about the loss, get his thoughts on the lack of productivity in the passing game for Josh Doctson, Terrell Pryor, the late interception and almost interceptions, what went wrong in the fourth. Grant and Danny, Cousins is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.